Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Rock Garden Tour brings the Bad River Road Show to the big city tomorrow night. They've been creating shows about gardening and Jell-O and whatever else they feel like since 2000. Joining me in the studio now, we have the flower man, Ted Hareen. He's writer and producer for the program. Also works at Fresh Produce, right?
Right.
Welcome. Thanks for being here, Ted.
Thanks for having me.
And then we also have Tom Hurlburt, Oil Can. He's the sound effects coordinator. Is that right, Tom?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. And he also co-founder and principal architect at Co-op Architecture. He's been on our program before in that capacity. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, Ted, where do you want to start? Let's start with the program itself that you're bringing tomorrow night and where it's at, the time, and what people can expect.
Well, we're calling it the big city premiere of the Bad River Road Show, and it is our fourth television special. And we feel really good. This one turned out really well. We're excited about it. So we wanted to premiere it in kind of a special way where we could connect with, you know, the people that not only help make the show, but, you know, some of the fans that we have here in Sioux Falls and around the area. So we're having an event at Icon Event Hall, and that's downtown Sioux Falls in the Gourley Building at 6th and Main. And this particular show, I think we tried something new because in the past we've done, you know, live television shows or television specials where we've just recorded a performance. You know, we did one at the Orpheum Theater. We did one at the Spearfish, the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. And really it was just we were putting on a show and we were in that place. But this particular show is unique in that we were celebrating Fort Pierce Bicentennial. Mm-hmm. Am I getting that right, Oil Can? Are you out there, Oil Can?
Yeah, this is Oil Can. I'm out doing some field recordings up here in the northeast part of the state, but I got you. I hear you. Go ahead.
This TV show was a little bit unique, wasn't it?
It was. It was different. They caught us kind of as a almost documentary style, right?
Yeah. So what we did to make this particular show special is that and to celebrate the Fort Pierce Bicentennial, we really wanted to get in the mind of some of these early settlers that might have been out there 200 years ago. And so Oil Can and I, as we often do, you know, just a bunch of different brainstorming meetings where we come up with these huge ideas. And we thought a way that we could do that is if we went out there and found, you know, one of the oldest trails that people might have rode into Fort Pierce. And then we thought we could take a trail like that and we could do it maybe in a way that a settler might. So what we did is we found a VW bus and we piled our band in there. Oil Can had all of his sound effects and we took the Bad River Road, which was one of the oldest trails that we could find in the area, and we rode that into Fort Pierce in the van and we documented our adventure.
Just like the settlers, Tom, right?
It was similar. I'm not sure how they traveled, but this VW bus was. It was an older vehicle for sure, and we weren't sure if we were on a trail at certain points of this adventure, which was also pretty interesting because it's a gravel road for the majority of the Bad River. And I'm not sure if it was just not marked well or if there was a navigator error, but there was a point where I wasn't sure we were even in South Dakota for a little while. So it was an adventure.
Tom, I want to talk about those brainstorming sessions because after experiencing some of your work, you know what, before we talk about how you actually brainstorm, we're going to hear a little excerpt here. I think we've got something queued up from the South Dakota Festival of Books in 2011. If you're not familiar with how this all works, you can hear a little performance here.
Come on through the garden gate. I'll take you on a stroll. Please mind your head near the topsy-turvy tomato plants. We're growing a test plot for the Cosmos Mystery Area. Oh, and mind your feet near this topiary tree. It's a living sculpture of Tom Brokaw, though he kind of looks like Nick Nolte. Over here, instead of castor beans, we planted an heirloom sea monkey. It's a hit with our younger demographic. Please don't judge our garden by the number of weeds that grow. While some gardeners hope
All right, Ted's enjoying and doing a little dancing here in the studios. Tom, are you dancing out there on the road?
Well, I keep both hands on the wheel when I'm out here.
You're not driving.
You're
pulled over on the side of the road, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Otherwise, I can't talk to you anymore. That's not the live radio we want when oil can goes in the ditch.
No, oil can's been in the ditch for a while. He's parked over here, so.
All right. So tell us about those brainstorming sessions, because they must be fairly epic.
Well, Ken?
They are. Well, you know, and Flower Man usually dials me up and we get together, and he's usually got something brewing. He's kind of got something brewing in his head. Like, for instance, with this whole thing, it was this idea of going out west and doing this. And we ended up with way too much content usually. It probably gets out of hand pretty quickly, because when we're brainstorming stuff, we have so many different directions it can go. And I think that actually in some ways kind of happens during, like, for instance, in this program, the adventure itself. And then Flower Man does a pretty great job, along with the rest of the team, of sort of weaving in a story that makes it all make good sense, because we do have a lot of fun, you know, brainstorming, and there's so much content available when we're coming up with ideas. So I don't know, Flower Man, you want to expand on that?
Yeah, in this particular show, you know, one of the fun things is that we wanted to kind of find the story. We wanted to go out to the Bad River Road. We wanted to pile into the bus, and then we wanted to kind of let that take us someplace. And we thought maybe that as we were on the tour, as the experience kind of unfolded, that maybe some new things would happen to the show along the way that maybe we hadn't scripted, you know, because we always start off with at least some sort of an idea in our head. And in this particular case, we were not disappointed, because we showed up, one of the best parts of this particular show, we showed up in Kappa, South Dakota, which is a ghost town. And we wanted to play a show to our many fans in Kappa, you know. And we figured we were going to at least we thought we could at least sell out in Kappa, but we weren't expecting to open up the van. We started playing tunes out of the van, and a real guy showed up, you know. And I don't know what you call that. So like, we had a real person, you know, at our ghost town show. So that must be really good, you know. But But his name was Philip O'Connor, and he inspired not only a great interview that we did with him that's part of the show, but he inspired, I think, maybe the end cap, or the, you know, kind of the capstone of this particular show. We wrote a new song inspired by our experience with Philip O'Connor, and we all kind of joined in to write the lyrics. And Cousin Rattlesnake, Christopher von Drachek, he kind of took the lead on writing that particular tune, and then we all kind of wrote the song together, and that was a really great moment for us.
Tom, take us back to that moment when all of a sudden somebody wanders up when you think there is nobody. What is that conversation like? How do you explain what the heck you're doing?
Well, I had been providing quite a bit of research at this point about Kappa, South Dakota, given the crew kind of we're in the microbus, and I'm kind of letting them know a little bit of my research that I've done on this community and talking about it as a ghost town. And there's still several buildings there, and it's in a pretty little area along the Bad River. It's a pretty area, but it's a little bit rugged and definitely, you know, hasn't quite progressed in the same way that maybe the other communities have, right? So you're stepping back in time when you're there, which is kind of a cool experience. And then I don't know if it's possible to have a resident in a ghost town. I don't know if that's irony. I'm not even sure what irony is. But so this guy comes out of a house in Kappa, South Dakota, this town where there's, you know, a handful of little buildings around, and he's an older gentleman and a real soft-spoken, friendly fellow. And apparently, yeah, nobody told him it was a ghost town. So he lives there with his dog named Midnight. And, you know, he had just sort of a rich story to tell about his life in Kappa, South Dakota. And and so we just kind of, you know, it was kind of one of those gems that you get when you're just taking an adventure and you're kind of open to opportunity. And so then he became really woven into the story of this adventure.
Ted, let's talk about what, you know, the show is good fun, and, you know, there's lots of puns and laughter and sort of what appears to be improv. It, you know, the wheels come off the cart, they get put back on. But you really have something to say as well. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, the show is, it's got to be fun to do for us or else we wouldn't go to the trouble. And so we have a good time doing the show. And it was always kind of a, you know, I think in the early years, it was kind of a joke that we did this. It was a rock and roll gardening show. It was kind of just funny. The idea of it was sort of a joke. But I think, you know, why we've kept doing it is that because I think it feels important to us, you know, to celebrate the local memory of a place or the local nature of a place and to do it in our own way, you know, because I think you can do it in any way, you know, and we try to do it in a way that feels at home for us. And I think that's why the show sounds and feels and conjures the sort of imagery that it does, is because we're trying to stay true to who we are and what this place is. And I think that's what gives the show kind of the feel that it has. But I think it's a celebration of the local memory and the local nature of this place. And, you know, talking about Philip O'Connor from Kappa, South Dakota, I mean, what he was able to do in our 10 minutes with him, where he kind of revealed what he knew and what he's experienced. And, you know, you can drive by that. If you're on the interstate, you know, you drive by that area and you fly by it. But, you know, just a little ways north, there's a guy like Philip who can just open your eyes to so many mysteries that you didn't know existed. And, you know, it's just amazing.
I saw a live show once with my daughter, and we'd not ever experienced, you know, what you do on stage. Had not heard any of your work before. And, you know, there's some silly and goofy, you know, she was maybe 14 at the time, so she was having a good time. And then there's this moment as a mother where I thought, I don't know when she's ever seen anybody celebrate and poke fun of what it means to be from South Dakota in quite this way. And I felt a sense of gratitude for that. That's maybe a little hard to express, where you thought, you know, you raise your kid in this state, you take them places, you show them how beautiful it is and what it means. And then she got to see some creative people get up and really unleash and have fun with that. And Tom, I'm wondering if you have that sense that you're also, like, you know, giving something to your listeners that reflects, that holds up the mirror and reflects who they are in multiple ways.
Well, I don't want to sound too noble about it. I think that has happened, but that has somewhat happened. I think Teddy described this a little bit, that initially we knew that that was the premise, but we weren't really actively searching to, like, send this real deep message about celebrating South Dakota. But it's become that more clearly to us, I think, the longer we've done it. We appreciate that more, too. And I think that we're careful about, we want to kind of have fun and occasionally just kind of freak people out with some weird fun humor. But there is this underlying principle that we're very careful, and we craft the message and story in a way that we try to not insult South Dakota or our audience or us. We try to bring humor and enjoy and celebration to that, because there's a lot that we think is valuable and worthwhile about, you know, our place here. And so there is a very much an effort in the content that gets put together to do that.
You can be weird and noble at the same time.
Can you, Oil Kid?
Tell me where the names came from.
Where did Oil Can come from? I think that was, is that a name that you had, that nickname you had picked out a long time ago, and you were just looking for an opportunity to use it, and that's how you ended up on the show?
Yeah, I had the name long before there was a show. I was just waiting to, that's right, Flower Man, just waiting to use it.
At some point when I was in college, I heard a song called Flower Man, and it had this great hook where they just repeated the word Flower Man, Flower Man. And I thought, you know, I had already come up with the idea that, you know, someday maybe, you know, as a joke, I should do a rock and roll gardening show. And then immediately, you know, it's like the light bulb went off that has to be the handle. Right. I've got a theme song already.
Well, it was great. It was, and it is a great theme song. Oil Can really was, I thought maybe there was a little alliteration with it. I thought maybe there was this idea of Flower Man who is, you know, far more knowledgeable than I am on things of the garden and agriculture as a farm kid and as a horticulture major. And that was not my area of expertise. So this idea that maybe I'm kind of this this other voice, this opposite bizarro voice.
Tell me what it means as two creative professionals, but professionals, architecture, advertising.
Yeah.
What does it mean to have this sort of, you know, the avenue to explore, you know, everything that you possibly could want to explore together as friends and then on stage? Ted, go ahead.
Well, it's fun to have, you know, like this is our bowling league. You know, I think having a creative outlet like this where we can experiment and try new things. And we live in a great time where if you're interested in this kind of stuff, you can produce these shows in a whole bunch of different ways. I mean, you can do it in a closet. You can do it in front of people. You can do it in a nice studio like this. I mean, so if you have an idea, it's fun to experiment and just try new things. And that's why I like playing a show like the Bad River Road Show, where this time we went on an adventure and we captured that. You know, that was exciting. It was fun to have to try to tell a new story and do it in a different way. And so I think that it's the show constantly evolves, which is fun, but there's constantly new challenges that it forces you to kind of overcome and see things in a new way.
All right, Flower Man, Oil Can, thanks so much for being here. The Rock Garden Tour brings the Bad River Road Show. It's in Sioux Falls tomorrow night at the Icon.
Icon, yeah.
At the Icon
6th and Main in downtown Sioux Falls.
Ted and Tom, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.